Bob Pischew is transportation analyst at INRIX. INRIX, you guys are based in Kirkland, Washington, right?
Yeah, correct, correct. We're based out of the Seattle area.
Right, so Bob, I've lived there. Getting from Kirkland to Seattle, you've got to take a bridge or you've got to go way out of your way and head north. I've always thought Seattle was one of the worst. I thought L.A. was one of the worst. What makes Chicago the worst place for traffic in the nation?
They are also some of the worst, right? But Chicago, a couple of years ago, Chicago was number one, right? And then Chicago had dropped a couple of spots relative to New York and others. But then Chicago took the top spot again this year. And in general, it's too much traffic for the road system to handle. And so what we saw, especially in the evening commute, on some freeways there, it got particularly worse.
And when were you looking at traffic? Was this, the Kennedy was under construction? Because that has made things absolutely horrendous.
So we looked at the first 9 months of this year and compared it to last year. So any construction, any disruption, any weather events that have happened this year definitely affect the ranking.
And INRIX, you're in the mobility industry, right? You help your clients, with trucking or getting anything from point A to point B?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So it's either used, our data and analysis is either used by cities or DOTs to try to improve traffic in the area, but it's also used by private industry, right, to analyze trucking routes and get, maximize the efficiency of fleets and micromobility companies to try to better deploy bikes and scooters and all of the above.
Here's what hits people in the heart. When you announced the report card yesterday and said Chicagoans lose 112 hours a year in congestion, those are hours away from our families, our kids, music recitals, sports games, all that kind of stuff. That hits hard.
It really does. And I think, after COVID, we realized how important those things are, right? Being with family, friends, and our relationships and doing important things, to support those types of things. And traffic congestion eats away at some of that. So it is more important than just the dollar figure we put on it or things like that. It actually affects people's lives.
And you're sure Chicago is the worst in the nation?
Hold on, let me check again. I'm sorry.
Bob, it's Mary.
If it does change, you will be the first to know.
Yeah, Bob, this is Mary. I do traffic here. I've done it for many years, and I know traffic is really bad. But I know how we get our travel times and all that. How did you actually compute this? I just don't get how you came up with the time.
So what we look at is we look at travel when there is no congestion, which is generally at night, right? Like late at night or
here,
one in the morning.
Not much,
or yeah, and then we compare it to how it is during the peak period, and the difference there is delay. So that's how it's calculated.
And of course,
so if you travel 70 miles an hour on the freeway and then at night and 45 during the day or 40, it's not that high. You guys are more like 30. But that 40-mile-an-hour difference or 30-mile-an-hour difference is delay.
But a lot of ours is because of weather. I mean, we, of course, have blizzards and snowstorms and all kinds of icy conditions and things that L.A. doesn't have. So I don't I don't get how you can compare the two.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there are a lot of causes, right? The number of collisions, which can jam up a roadway. Construction is mentioned. Geography, of which Chicago is pretty unique, right? And it was mentioned, Seattle was mentioned kind of earlier. L.A. is kind of in the same boat. Water definitely plays a role in this. And so geography and things like that also factor. So it's not just, the quality of roads or something like that. All of these things kind of come together and lead to traffic.
So afternoon commute home is the worst, I would guess, because a lot of people just bolt out of the city at 5. And is there a stretch, an area that you've identified as the worst?
Yeah, so in the top, we looked at the top 25 corridors across the United States, both for volume and delay. And in Chicago. Let's see. I-55 southbound from the I-90 interchange to Cicero Avenue. That one has been on our list before. So that seems to be a fairly, you know, busy and congested corridor.
I do agree with you on that one, because that leads to one of our airports, Midway Airport, and that is almost, it's probably half the day it's always bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a true one, yeah.
And the closer you get to the city, obviously the slower traffic moves, and you said by the time you get to the last mile into downtown, traffic's down to 9 miles per hour, and that's 2 miles less than it was just 2 years ago. So it looks like we're getting worse year by year. Nobody has figured out a solution to make it better.
Yeah, I mean, and 9 is probably about as low as it goes. That, you know, New York was at 9 a couple of years ago, and now it's at 11. So there is some fluctuation there from year to year, just depending on what's going on.
And what the heck does Istanbul have to do? I mean, Mary, weren't you saying yesterday the only place worse is Istanbul?
That's number one, right, Bob?
That's right.
And I don't get how you can compare those two.
And Mexico City. So in a lot, it's different from where you are, right? In a lot of places, you have really dense living with not very, you know, adequate infrastructure to handle all of that. And so it just overwhelms the road network. You know, Mexico City, obviously, right? It's one of the densest cities in the world. And so oftentimes, especially in these older cities, you know, pre-American cities, they tend to be laid out and built in a way that concentrates the traffic on very few corridors.
So has anybody from the city of Chicago or the Department of Transportation for Illinois reached out and asked for your data before you even released it so that we could have a little hope that maybe they're working on this?
Oh, I think that they are. We've talked with them in the past, and it's been a really good relationship, and they are working, you know, to actually try to mitigate these travel times. So they're very active in trying to, you know, make the traffic situation, you know, better as much as can be made. And so, you know, yeah, they've always been very open.
Well, good. I'm sorry if we seem defensive, but, you know, this is our city, and we know it's bad. I don't know why we don't want to be number one on this list.
You can look at it another way, right? The local economy and population growth and all of kind of these other unemployment rate is fairly decent, right? All of these things mean more trips on the road network.
Yeah.
And you would think with more.
If the economy is down, then that means fewer trips.
Yeah. And you would think with more people working remotely, this wouldn't be happening anymore. But unfortunately, it is. And people just don't want to take public transportation. I think that's what it all whittles down to, right, Bob?
Well, that's part of it. Public transportation nationwide is still down 20% from pre-COVID levels. And then when you get into some of the, you know, the core big urban areas, that percentage is off. So, you know, that is definitely an issue and does go into these, you know, into the congestion, into the delays. So that's an issue that needs to continue to be looked at, is how to get people back into public transit.
Every media outlet has picked this up across the nation, probably worldwide. But is there one place you could direct people so they could go specifically look at what we're talking about?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, it's www.inrix.com/scorecard. Or if you just go to the main page, you can find the scorecard from there. So inrix.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.